Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, cloudy with a high near 32. Calm wind becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour later this afternoon. Tonight, rain, snow, and freezing rain, possibly mixed with snow, then rain after 5 a.m. Temperature rising to around 33 by 5 a.m. Breezy with a northeast wind gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. New snow and sleet accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Tuesday rain, mainly before 2 p.m., high near 38. Breezy with an east wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news, as we enter the new year of 2023, a wide number and variety of new laws will take effect in Wisconsin. Gun safety measures, access to safe and legal abortions, and other matters of public safety are top priorities for Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. The AG said he's proposed significant investments in public safety and will be advocating for funds to go directly to local services like law enforcement and the Office of School Safety. Additionally, Call said adding universal background checks to gun laws will help curb the increase in violence the state has seen since the pandemic. Call said that he is also in the process of responding to a motion filed to dismiss an abortion ban lawsuit. That, according to a report from WEAU Television in Eau Claire. The best thing we can do is have the legislature take action to repeal that 1849 ban, Call said, referencing a law written over 170 years ago banning abortions in Wisconsin. If that happens, we would go back to the situation we were in prior to Roe v. Wade being overturned, and that would restore access to safe and legal abortions in Wisconsin. Call said it would take a matter of months or possibly longer for the case to play out, the WEAU report stated. Even after a year of record high inflation, economic forecasts show 2022 was a good year to be farming. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service estimated that national net farm income will reach $160.5 billion for the year. That's 13.8% higher than in 2021 and roughly 50% higher than the 20-year average, according to ag economist Paul Mitchell. Mitchell, who leads the Rank Agribusiness Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said part of the prosperity comes from COVID-19 aid from the federal government, which helped kickstart demand after an initial downturn at the start of the pandemic. That, according to a report today from WPR Online News, the higher commodity prices helped soften the blow of lower government payments this year, which are forecast to be around 36% lower than they were last year. Adjusted for inflation, net farm income is still forecast to be up 7.2% from 2021 and is at the highest level since 1973. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.